Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our Jumma program. We're about to begin prayer here shortly, and the Quran recitation here very shortly, and begin our kubah at 2 o'clock. Inshallah. So I'm waiting for us to get our program.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou Muhammad wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner, we disclose them to the people of the city, that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that, as for the hour, there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, "Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them." Those who won their point said, "We verily shall build a place of worship over them."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, "They were three, their dog the fourth," and some say, "Five, their dog the sixth," guessing at random, and some say, "Seven, and their dog the eighth." Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, "Lo, I shall do that tomorrow," except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, "It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this." And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, "It is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place."
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah, the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
and naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright. Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If He took them to task now for what they earn, He would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape. And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَ.
السلام عليكم. The witness that is led God by Allah, the witness of Muhammad is messenger. Today's topic for Juma is going to be fairly, let's say, respectful, but you know, most things in Islam are simple. People is complicated. So, and with this, you know, the parents for the Juma for the group of, you know, I wanted to keep it, you know, simple for myself. As I went to share the message. And I went to, you know, wanting to, we always go to, you know, a lot of places, nobody know anyone, you know, greater than they can give it. And wanted to, like, read that story, the ayah, the hit of it. This is the end, when I read it before, every time I read it, it's always like a surprise to me, you know, it's reoccurring, you know. It's at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which man, in many of the stories within that surah, puts themselves into burdens. Burdens that they feel that are too great, too big. And with that, you know, there's a lot of lessons that we can learn as people, as we're wanting to go forward in life, wanting to achieve, just wanting to live everyday lives. Is to be conscious of the burdens in which we put on ourselves. And we're able to learn from the stories of the Quran, from the life of the Prophet Muhammad, you know, ways to avoid those burdens, see those burdens, and also how they apply to our common life, you know, today. And the Surah Baqarah says, read the first part, and we'll end with the second part of that ayat. One also does a lot, plays a burden greater than he can do. He gets every good that he earns, and he suffers every ill that he earns. This ayat, the portion that concludes Surah Baqarah, there's so much wisdom in the surah. So with these words, we have come to a mantra for Muslims in Islam, you know, on no soul does Allah place a burden greater than they can bear. Whenever we go through hardship, you know, and we commonly, you know, reflect upon it. And also with that, you know, we have chapters, you know, difficulty and comfort. You know, whenever there's a trial, there's this situation. After the sunshine, after the rain comes the sunshine, you know. So, in the surah about there are many stories of struggle that are shared in which man is presented with a challenge, or challengers, whose goal is to turn one from the straight path, from the surah to Mustafa. We are presented with the story of Iblis, who is too proud and arrogant to submit to what Allah has created that was greater than him. For Iblis, his pride was a burden that was too great for him to bear. And for many people, the pride is what keeps them away. Pride, you know, is a thing that man puts on himself that keeps him from being, you know, it's heavy. People, like, they can't carry burdens, and it's a lot to carry on them. But just put that on themselves. No. You know, when you let your pride go, be able to go further. Also in the Surah Baqarah, we are told of the struggles of the children of Israel under the rule of Pharaoh, and how from, you know, the children of Israel came Moses, who led them to liberation. The liberation was not easy, but they believed the truth that Moses presented, a truth that destroyed the smoke and mirrors that world, that society, the magic, the falsehood that Pharaoh presented, that people believe in and aspire to. And there was a thought, you know, that a man was greater than the common man. That man being Pharaoh, the thought being Pharaoh, was greater than the whole. But in reality, it was the common man that was greater than Pharaoh. You know, as in a body working mass, you know, in the wording, you know, that Moses ever used was able to, I'm not going to say control the people, you know, was able to get the people to move, you know, and with other certain scripture, we're told that Moses having a staff. You know, people read things in the ground like a stick. And also, we have a group of people together, and they're working for a common goal. They're commonly referred to as a staff. So you're able to have, you know, that power of people who can take on those who are in power using weakness, using lies, using deception to make the common man feel like it's not important. But in reality, the common man bonded together with the others of other important part of society, is greater of society. But then later, you know, with, you know, this liberation that came from, you know, from being under Pharaoh, children of Israel, you know, then took upon themselves to go worship the calves. You know, they had one false god, you know, they insisted on having another. And, you know, that reminded me of, you know, a line from Carter G. Wilson's book, The Miseducation of the Negro. And from that book, it says, when you control a man's thinking And for those who don't know, for Mr. Education Negro, let's talk about the African American who have been enslaved in America and his thought process is being manipulated here in the United States under the systems that for a great majority still exist today. And when you control a man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his actions. You do not have to tell him not to stand here or to go yonder. He will find his proper place and will stay in it. You do not need to send him to the back door. He will find one without being told. In fact, if there is no back door, he will cut one out for his special benefit. His education makes it necessary. A burden that one puts on himself. You know, a burden that one puts on himself. So once again, with that, you know, I didn't have my own with proper education. It's a tool that we need to take seriously to put ourselves in a better position. Get the burden that's on us off. Now it's a tool to be used. And, you know, back to the children of Israel, was a tool that they were worshiping. You know, the children of Israel wanted to worship a false god so bad that they replaced Pharaoh with the cow.
Uh-huh.
And at this time in history, you know, the cow was used as a method to show wealth. The children of Israel added upon them the burden of worshiping money. Not just using money as a tool to live, but making money the reason to live life. Also, you know, Mr. Abaku, we are this is the only one that comes to my mind. After that direction, there are exceptions where one would not be required to take on this burden. Those who are in health and of means are required to fast. But when you are given the instruction to fast, you are provided with the benefit. So what are some of the benefits to fast? From the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad, a fasting is mine, and it who rewarded. A man gives up his sexual passion, his food, his drink for my sake. Fasting is like a shield, and he who fasts has two joys. A joy when he breaks his fast, and a joy when he meets his Lord. The change in the breath of the mouth of him who fasts is better in a last estimation than the smell of musk. And further, anyone who fasts for one day for Allah's sake, Allah would keep his face away from hellfire for a distance by a journey of 70 years. You know, we're giving the benefits, you know, of fasting. And with fasting, you know, is a tool to help us against the burdens that man puts on himself. And further, Imam Rushdie Muhammad in 1976, Bilal in the News, wrote, remember, the Ramadan fast is just not a fast of physical food. It is a fast of the whole human body, whole human beings. It is not just a fast for spiritual benefit. It is a fast for the benefit of the total person, physically, spiritually, and mentally. The great benefit of fasting is development of self-mastery. It is hard for us to make ourselves do what we know is good for self and others because we are weak.
prayer, right thinking, and fasting help us overcome this weakness. Fasting gives us the strength to overcome this, the physical drive of hunger. You know, and further, you know, the fasting that is prescribed to us in the Quran are tools that Allah gives us to prevent us from putting burdens on ourselves. Fasting is able to help someone check their pride as a humbling experience. Fasting is able to give one the purity of mind to challenge injustice and leadership when smoke and mirrors is being used to control the masses. Also, fasting helps control the urges for material things, your desire to sell yourself short because of money. And people actually, barely, you know, sell their souls, you know, because of money. You know, they do things that are immoral because of money. And this was a book. It was Thomas Smiley wrote the book, a short book, Passages. He said there's no refund for selling your soul. You know, once you do it, it's done. And people do it for money. People commit suicide because of money. And money is something that man made. You know, there's plenty of countries that people that are listed as being poor, listed as not having money. But there's wealth everywhere. You go to some of the islands in the Caribbean, you're like, there's quote unquote no money there, but there's food falling from the trees. They can go to the water anytime and eat. But if we don't have $5 in our pocket here, in the United States, we're struggling. But that person may not have $5 for the month, and they've eaten every single day. So who got more money? So it's a burden, you know, that man puts on himself. I mean, pray, our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay us not on a burden that thou didst lay on before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden greater than we have strength to bear. Blot out our sins and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. Thou art our protector. Help us against those who stand against faith. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. So it's before this, you know, talk about burdens that man places upon themselves. And it's important for us to stay conscious of that when we move forward in society, move forward in business, move forward in pushing ourselves forward, pushing the community forward. So it's the blinds are up, but there's a lot of land here. It's good. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, Dimash is in a good place. I said it before, you know, but come back again and say it again. Dimash is in a good place. I've been fortunate to be gone from home for the past couple of years, learning in Washington, D.C. Fortunately, you learn from a community that's older than the New Orleans Islamic Center. It was the community in D.C. is like 80 years old. I think it's like 50, 60 here. I mean, we're in a good spot. You want to look up and say who's older than you or whatnot. You want to put a gauge or whatnot. You're New Orleans in a very good spot. You know, it's one of the things, the burden that people put on themselves is looking to the left, looking to the right, not seeing what's right in front of them. And over there, it's a lot of green. When you're playing football, you want to see what's in front of you, you want to see a lot of green. There's a lot of things you can move with this. And, I mean, for And I share this with my father and my, the possibilities that I see. You know, you got the old man shit that was on 46th Street, that land on Arlington, you got the land here. That's a lot of land for an African-American community. Three pieces that you own. That's a lot of wealth. But at the same time, you don't want it to become a burden. You must be used. It's a conversation for the community to have. But when I see this land, I see the possibility of schools, retirement facilities. I'm thinking for myself, too. I got to live somewhere. And, you know, I ain't trying to pay rent to somebody, you know, mortgage somebody. So I can probably go back into my community for my grandchildren to be able to benefit from it. I need to make that plan now. So there's a lot of land here. Even land on Arlington, there's a lot of land here. That was the thing I was telling. I don't know if I told my father. I know I was thinking it to myself at least. You could put a barn warehouse on that property, rent it out to somebody. 30 years or so, they don't pay for it. Maybe they move out. Maybe they keep going. That's a bad shit. That's already good for yourself. Just get it out. Fix it up. You got another one for further communities to go. You know, it's future planning. You know, future planning. I know it's future planning being done now, but the things that I've seen done in Washington, D.C., was actually done. The greater things that I mentioned are being done, and actually being done with less. You know, just holding on. Fortunately, the community did not sell the Shabazz Bakery that was being used in the 70s. Just held on to it, held on to it, held on to it. Before you knew it, it was $1 million piece of property. You know, just held on to what was there, to what the people before had built, had paid for. You know, just having that patience, you know, and using what's there. So hopefully no one's showing up late because it's about all I got. All right, so how was this lot?
Allah Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وعف إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات واتقوا صبرهم واتقوا صبرهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
Allah,
alhamdulillah, that's inspirational. I had to run my father to the doctor's office, and my son stepped in, took care of the business. Alhamdulillah. So we have a few announcements to make, I would think. We will go back to our two Sitalin. I think that's about all I can think of right now. The Sunday broadcast that we called the same number for those who are on the phone line. Any other announcements you might think of? I may be a father again in October. Inshallah. Number two. And Sister Fabrina Sadiq sends the greetings from her new home. And well, that's her original home. She's from Georgia. She is a Georgia girl. She'll tell you that quick. That she's back in Georgia now. Alhamdulillah. Somebody gets pulled in, like Brother Lucifer, probably. But, life is interesting. You know, we have concerns and issues pushing us, like family concerns. Working is a very serious concern. We had to work. And we can't make Juma all the time. So whenever we can make it, we're grateful. So, alhamdulillah. And that's all I can think of right now. And we thank Allah for Brother Hamidullah. Hamidullah Ibn Mikael. That's his name. Hamidullah Ibn Mikael. You know, we still knew the Arabic, but we just say the first two syllables, Hamid is Hamid. So you say the whole name is Hamid Allah, yeah. So may Allah continue to bless us to go in our understanding. Okay, I can't think of any more announcements. We had a nice time here this past Tuesday for the Eid. Yeah, nice time. Hey, Brother Musa, for coming in. Yes, sir. You could be coming in like a soldier. Got a haircut and everything.
But it looks like any announcements you can think of, we mentioned Talim on too, Steve. Okay, all right. But save the date. Yeah, save the date for November 14th. Gonna be a Muslim folklore event. Gonna be like a nationwide Zoom. And we're gonna hear from their leader too. They have a new leader. Like Kier Lewis passed March was 13 years ago, and they had leader to replace her, Maria Rose. I think I'm saying that right. But just this year, they got another leader. Folklore got another leader. The leader will always be a female. Like the beehive, always be the queen is always a female, right? Well, because queen and female, right? Okay, well, the folklore leader will always be a female. But this one they chose, she's Catholic, she's Christian, but she's from Palestine. Yes. Yeah, they're saying, yeah, very, because she speaks Arabic and Hebrew and English and all that. You know, so it'd be interesting how that's going to play out. And she's, I don't know her age, I'm guessing 50-ish, maybe 60. Yes, so she have a message for us, too, coming up, inshallah. So that's all I can think of right now. So we just bring that to an end. But I wanted to open the phone lines up, but I'm on my phone today. No, I have to send my father to the doctor. You know, he has had the call. Yeah. Make sure you're still there. He's been on there.
I don't know if anybody, if I can bring the phone line. I'm going to try to kind of get the phone line up. Yeah, I can do it. All right. If anybody else on here may have an announcement to make. Okay.
You hear me? Email? This is Sister Carol.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was just going to remind the community, the sponsored by the League of Muslim Women, we want to have back to school, back to Sunday school.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Oh, you hear me?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the sponsored by the League of Muslim Women, we gonna have a back to Sunday school, right? So we need a school supplies for you coming back. Can't pick up some school supplies for the weekend school. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, when you get the day, let us know, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay. Yeah, we got some halal meat, Brother Shaheen, yeah, lamb slaughter there from the Beehive. He's on top of it. Now to because he may not be the best Muslim when it comes to sharing his meat. Okay. Alhamdulillah. We got halal, the Beehive lamb sacrifice on behalf of Bob Jeshahi's efforts. And he brought by the meat yesterday. Alhamdulillah. Any more announcements? Okay. We're going to go ahead and go. Thank you, everyone. May Allah bless us and guide us and mercy upon us. Alhamdulillah. He'll be allowed in me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What's your name? Leo. I'm all right. I'm got this phone.